welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
All righty there. Melissa Voter, is it? Voter? As in voter? Is she here?
Just stepped out.
Oh, she stepped out. That door leads straight down to the lake, though. Did she take that one? That's quite a drop. It's at least 50, 60 feet. Okay. Well, here's what she does now. She deals with stupid people all day. She's a tech support specialist. And I think she'll be looking for something else pretty soon because it sounds like it's getting to her. All right, we'll find out if she ever gets back from that drop she's about to take. Rick Conrad from Manitowoc asks, has Clicks and Clacks retirement had any impact on your show? Yeah, we have two less listeners. Although I don't think they did anyhow. So it really has had no effect on my show whatsoever. And just wish them the best in their retirement. Courtney Sikorsky markets toilet paper in Appleton. That's not an unusual job in Appleton. Everyone is flinging their toilet paper around in Appleton, trying to get you to buy it. Let's find out what it takes to market toilet paper. We don't call it toilet paper, do we?
We do call it toilet paper.
We do?
Yes, absolutely.
So that's a development, though, isn't it, in the whole approach to toilet paper, calling it that?
Well, there's lots of research that goes into it, yeah. But toilet paper is where it's at.
For a while, it was bathroom tissue, and we didn't know what that was, and we're grabbing the Kleenex to wipe ourselves.
And that's why there's marketers in the world to help you.
Yes. When you're trying to sell toilet paper, what do you pitch? What do you stress? The number of plies?
Softness, luxury, like a luxurious experience.
Luxurious experience in what sense?
I'll let you figure that out.
Oh, this is luxurious. Ooh, I'm going to do that again. Just the softness is equated with luxury.
Absolutely.
Are we going to see three or four plies in the future?
I'm not at liberty to tell you.
What about the, is it more absorbent than it used to be? Each ply more absorbent? Made advances in absorbency?
We have made advances in absorbency. There's a lot of technology behind it, believe it or not. Yeah.
Are you Kimberly Clark or?
Maybe.
You can't. I actually saw, and they did a poll. They did a survey of people how they use the toilet paper, if they bunch or if they fold or if they just stick their finger through the paper. So apparently, there's a small minority who do that. Do you know that study I'm talking about?
I am aware of that. Yes.
Does that at all affect? Did you try to sell different types of paper to the folders or to the punchers?
It all goes back to the luxury piece, I swear to you. Yep, so some people scrunch it, some people fold it. We just want you to buy more. That's the end of the day.
Yeah. Okay. Reusable? Can we see reusable where you could just throw it in the machine or something afterwards and then have like perpetual, like the stamp, you know, the forever stamp, forever toilet paper?
That's an interesting idea. I'll take it back to the research and engineer department.
Thank you, Courtney, very much. Nice to have you here. How are you? You doing good, too? Are you in toilet paper as well?
No, I'm not.
Okay. It's an interesting thing. What city is the screw capital of the world? Anne from Bettendorf, Iowa. I'm thinking it's Bettendorf. Because why would she ask, right? If Bettendorf was not the screw capital of the world. I don't.
And it's Rockford, Illinois.
Well, I knew that. See, because there's a big screw plant in...
It's the machine tool capital. It used to be of the world. And there's several screw companies there that manufacture screws.
Well, Rockford screw is synonymous. Rockford is synonymous with screw.
It's on Jeopardy, so that's the story.
Well, but I thought you're from Bettendorf, so it was Bettendorf.
Yeah, I know, but I grew up in Rockford.
Okay, so you still have that loyalty.
I still have that very much loyalty.
Bettendorf.
In fact, the three of us all went to Rockford West High. So we're
Rockford West,
the Warriors. The Rockford Warriors.
West.
I said lawyers, the Rockford Lawyers. Okay, that would be the Fighting Lawyers from Rockford.
Rockford, Illinois. Yeah.
Do you still remember the song?
Oh, sure.
Ring out three cheers for Rockford, dear Rockford, for you know we love you so. We'll never forget you. catch you when at last we all must go.
What's wrong with you guys?
I don't know.
Rockford.
I thought it was Great Chairs, the Rock Side.
And Bettendorf. What do we have for our Rockford reunion here?
Well, the only thing that's shareable here really is wine.
More wine! Wine! A little wine?
Thank you.
You can sit down. I'm not going to give it to you right now. You have to wait for it.
Yeah, so how about a bottle of Domaine de Sac and a bottle of Prairie Fumé, top-notch wines from the Wollersheim Winery.
Oh, perfect.
I don't even know the song. You don't deserve them.
I'll tell you about Chief Alinawek. He was our...
Oh, yeah. I want to hear about you. That old thing. Okay. Screw cap of the world. Do you think I am short? People say I am. Ann Nagin? From Bettendorf. You got two cards in one show.
Oh, what was the question?
You think I'm short.
Yes. People think I am. Yes.
Stand up. Or you are. I'm sorry.
I am.
Yeah, she's standing up. Okay, that answers that question. Okay.
That's my question.
Yeah, okay. You're not getting any more wine, though, so sit down.
Okay.
Sit down, Ann. Maile Paalani, is that right? From Honolulu? Is that close? I said that. I didn't say it as nicely as you said it. From Honolulu. Wow. Are you living in Honolulu yet? Or are you visiting here?
Let's just say I live between there and here sometimes.
Let's just say what?
I'm here with my hula sisters.
You're here with the hula sisters?
Yes.
Oh, I see something coming on here, ladies and gentlemen.
We can teach you to hula.
Okay.
Okay, bend your knees.
And my knees.
Yep, follow along.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to push your hips, and you're going to go that way, right?
Okay,
here we go. One, two, three.
Ow, I heard something
See?
Pop.
It's great exercise.
I heard something pop. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
The hula pop, I get.
The hula pop.
And are you all friends from school or from?
We all dance hula together.
Oh, that's what it
that's
is.
Why they're my hula sisters.
Okay, so we've got Miley.
Cindy.
Elena.
John.
You dance the hula too, John?
I narrate for their shows, and once I was embarrassingly dragged up on stage at a show to do hula.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Yeah. You didn't wear the coconut shells or anything, did you?
No.
Yeah.
We gave him a lava.
A lava is a what and what?
Which you wrap around your hips so that it really accentuates it.
Okay. Is it asking too much if I could just see just a few seconds of what it's supposed to look like instead of what I was doing?
Sure. What shall we do?
It is radio.
Nobody else will see, right?
No. It's radio.
Okay.
Come on.
What are we doing?
Hula sisters.
Elena?
A little bit here.
Okay.
Do we need some hula music?
We'll do something really easy.
I don't know.
Okay. Yes, he does.
Aloha Lane.
You know that one.
I'm on a bass solo for a while. A hula solo.
Wanna go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii. I wanna be with all the kane and wahine that I used to know. What's after that? Hear the old guitars playing on the beach at Ho'onana. I can hear the old Hawaiians saying, Komo mai no ka ua ika haleveka. How we won't be long till my ships will be sailing back to Kona. That grand old place, it's always fair to see. You're telling me I'm just a little Hawaiian and a homesick island girl. I wanna go back to my fish and toy. I wanna go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii, where the humu humu nuku nuku go swimming by.
Repeat.
Where the humu humu nuku nuku apua goes swimming by lava.
here. But you got the idea. The Hula Sisters. The Hula Sisters. Wonderful. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
We have a little something for you. I bet it's wine.
How about it?
Yes.
Yes. How about a bottle of Domaine de Sac and a bottle of Prairie Fumé, both from the Wollershine Winery?
Yeah, at least two.
They love us over there.
Mahalo nui loa.
And to you as well. Oh, thank you. That was very sweet. I loved it. And you're a CPA, besides.
Yeah, we won't say what that really stands for.
Okay. That's not certified public accountant. I'm paying this guy for no reason all these years. Oh, gosh. Okay, we're going to play another round of the what do you know? Oh, wait a minute. I can't. Red Hat ladies. I cannot ignore my Red Hat ladies. I'm sorry I've waited this long. You got the sexy little red thing on your head.
What am I supposed to say about it?
I don't know. What were you thinking? You made that, right?
No, I didn't.
No? Who made that for you?
I bought it somewhere, but I can't remember where.
Victoria's Red Hat Lady store, was it?
It was a long time ago. Thank you.
Very nice, but it makes me want to talk to you for a while and find out more about you. You know, like what you're doing, that sort of thing.
I'm retired.
You are? Okay, good.
Yeah.
You give us plenty of time. And you are?
Elaine.
Elaine, okay. Yep. Are you all from the same place?
Madison, anyway.
Oh, you're all from Madison. Yeah. Other Red Hat ladies. You guys do hula by any chance? Red Hat, you do?
I've been to Hawaii twice. But I met you 25 years ago.
You did? Hawaii?
No, Radio City.
In Radio City?
Yeah.
No kidding.
When you first, that was one of your first years, I think.
Possibly.
Yeah, you had me read over the air, in the air a funny story.
Yeah.
And it was so funny, I just laughed. So I think you regret it that you had me read, but...
Yeah. I wish I had the story right now. I would give it back to you, and we'd remember that moment.
I remember the story, but I laughed ever since.
Boy, that was a good story. I bet I didn't write it then, in that case.
I don't remember.
Yeah. And you are?
My Weezy.
Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you be here.
You're still laughing. I hope you're still laughing when you leave. And we've got here.
I'm Nancy.
Hi.
Have
we met somewhere? Or do you dance hula or anything?
No, I don't.
Hang your red hat on there?
No. No.
Okay. Did you make?
I work in a dental office. I'm not retired yet.
Is the Red Hat ladies, is that a social organization or
we call ourselves Mad Red Hatters.
Mad Red Hatters. People don't know exactly. Like, your meetings are like bacchanals, really. Right. Anything goes. There's a lot of drinking, I understand. And
Sissy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Sissy.
And isn't there usually a man who's designated a red hat man?
Queen. This is our queen.
Excuse me, I got to meet the queen. Are you Elaine?
I am, too. I'm another Elaine.
Okay, nice to meet you. And how do you get to be a Red Hat Lady Queen?
You start a chapter.
Oh, you started the chapter.
Mm-hmm.
This is in Madison?
First one in Madison.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's how you become queen, and you'll be queen for life if you want.
Yeah. Do you have the corgis and everything else?
Everything. The wave.
You got the wave? See that again? Once again, the wave. Elaine's got the wave. And how many in your chapter?
About 20.
Red Hat Men Auxiliary?
No, but there is a group about retired old men who get together and have...
Tired old men or...
Tired old men, yeah, there is a group that... The Romeos.
Oh, the Romeos. You have certain functions with them?
No.
Not anymore, huh? Did you at one time have certain functions with them?
Oh, maybe.
Thank you, Your Highness. Here we have
Mickey.
And what's your story? How long have you been a Red Hat?
I've been a Red Hatter for a number of years. I was with another group, but they disbanded, so I joined this group.
Another Red Hat group?
Yes. It's
a rival one?
It's an international group.
Yeah. We have rumbles with other Red Hat groups.
Yeah.
We have pajama parties.
You rumble in your pajamas? That's kind of, you're asking for trouble there.
With Universal Sound.
Universal Sound. Okay.
Good time with us.
Does a young policeman appear at a certain point and do a dance for you?
No.
They won't come. They won't come and serve us.
We like them.
Protect
and serve. That's what they're supposed to do. And we have here
Nancy.
Nancy, and you've been with the group for a few years, or
I have been. Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't remember how many years, but yeah. Enough.
Good. You've had a good time.
Right. Yeah.
Big event now for the Red Hat crew.
Well, I think we're doing a picnic.
But you can't tell me where, you have to kill me, right?
Yeah. I can't tell you where. We have different hostesses every month, and they do whatever they're going to do and tell me, and I get the word out.
Do you appear on a float at a certain point?
I have.
You have?
The Middleton Parade.
Oh, you've been
here? Yeah.
The Red Hat ladies, ladies and gentlemen. We love them. They're always sweet. They're nice. They're cool. They know how to have a good time. And they're also a service organization, right?
No.
You got to like that about them. They are not a service organization. They're a social.
Service ourselves.
Service yourself is their motto among the Red Hat. And I can relate to that. I'm thinking some wine.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Okay, wine goes to them. And then, okay, what are we doing now?
Now you're going to play the quiz.
Oh,
well, you're
we
not going to
okay.
play the quiz, actually. But
the what do you know quiz. Here's a chance. You saw what happened first time. It could happen again, but maybe not. So let's see the hands of those of you who think I could do that.
Michael, we have...
Huh? Yes? What? Well, I'm thinking this... we got a trivia crew here. And despite their name, they could be pretty smart. You never know. Come on over here, if you would. Come down here. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. And you are?
My name is Jingbo.
Jabo?
Jingbo.
Jingbo?
Jingbo.
Jingbo.
Yes.
How do you spell that?
Exactly how it sounds. Or J-I-N-G-B-O.
Jingbo.
Yes.
Is that your given name?
It is.
Really? Okay, cool. Jingbo, give me one good reason why you should play this quiz.
I don't know how I can follow up Bill. So,
yeah.
Figure, give you a break.
That's the poorest attempt I've ever heard of it. You know, I know you're smart. Come on up here anyhow, because you're from a trivia team, so you know a lot of trivia. Jingbo. I got it now. I'm sorry, I thought it was like a DJ name or something.
Oh.
It's not.
No.
You don't do any DJing?
Maybe in my off time.
And you're off time? Now, what is your team called? Your trivia team?
thepansexyman@hotmail.com.
Yeah.
Single lady.
Who came up with that?
Friend Danny Panyard. He was up here earlier.
Oh, he came up with that. Funny, he couldn't remember it. What state was he in when he came up with that name, is the question.
Indiana.
Oh.
Originally from Indiana.
And this trivia thing, now this is a big deal now, trivia, everywhere. Everywhere you go there, trivia team, trivia. What's the deal on that for those of who are not aware of that?
Well, I think trend. It's just a place to go to make you feel good about yourself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know.
Does that work? You feel better about yourself afterwards?
Pretty much.
Because that's what taverns are for, and they usually are in taverns, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, there's, Madison Trivia over bars around here, restaurants as well.
Yeah, cool. And your team, is it well-regarded as a trivia team?
I like to think so.
Okay. Does anyone else like to?
Probably not.
No. Okay. And what do you do for a living or way of life? Or are you in school?
I'm actually working here in Madison.
You are?
Or I guess Verona. Epic.
Oh, you're at Epic.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Can you tell what your job is, or do you have to kill me?
Like to not kill you.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Working as a technical services, basically.
Yeah.
Working for different organizations, helping them out with their troubleshooting issues using our software.
Using the software, okay. All right, and everybody's on Epic software now. If you're not, you're probably disconnected. So that's cool. Jingbo.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I had my pen in my hand there. I almost signed your arm, and I thought you wanted to...
Like a photograph or autograph.
Yeah. So I don't know if they will play along with you. That's how it works on this particular... By the way, this is not trivia. It's just...
General knowledge?
My life, as I like to say, it's my life. Okay. So how could it be trivia after all these years? And some out there will play with you in this quiz. And how does that work, Sarah?
They grab their phone and dial 1-800-942-5669. No. That's also 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW. Oh. And answer this qualifying question.
Yeah, they're already on there again. They do this every time.
Yeah.
You know,
I wonder if they sit there for an hour and a half and wait for the next quiz.
Try and get through, but shouldn't you wait for the question?
It seems to me that that would be the way to go. But
all right, here's the question anyhow. The Minnesota mother and son stole $5,000 worth of frozen what?
Gefilte fish. Sorry.
Gefilte fish. You ever see that movie? Gefilte fish. Try to say gefilte fish. You know, what's his name? Okay. The Minnesota mother and son stole $5,000 worth of frozen what? If you know, give us a call here. This made all the news locally. It was bounty stuff, I'll tell you that. These things had been frozen and returned for bounty money, but they had stolen them. But we want to know what exactly it was that they stole that was worth $5,000. Frozen what? Let's go to the phones right now. I'd love to see a puzzled audience. Makes me feel good. And Roland, Arkansas, right?
Good morning.
Hey, Brian.
How's you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah? Got a big day planned, or what's going on?
Well, the day started by feeding the cows and chickens and then went and climbed Pinnacle Mountain, so I'm ready to take a break.
Wow.
Hopefully win a whole kielbasa of prizes on what do you know.
Did you take the cows and chickens with you when you climbed the pinnacle?
No.
They made it partway, I bet. Work. Yeah.
That's right.
That's cool. Brian. Here in Minnesota, it made the national news, I think, when this mother and son actually are alleged to have stolen $5,000 worth of frozen what for the bounty?
Frozen what for the bounty?
Yeah. Minnesota's got all kinds of bounties. They're funny that way.
$500,000 worth of frozen, meat, chicken, cow, something like that?
No, sorry. Sorry, Brian. I guess you'd have
Same
to be
close,
from here
huh?
to know that. Yeah. Try us again, though. Goodbye.
Will do.
Dusty's in Joplin, Missouri. Hey, Dusty.
Howdy. How's it going today?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Oh, doing okay.
Yeah.
Took a pill. I thought it was my prescription, but it was a sleeping pill.
So. Oh, no.
Sit back and enjoy the buzz, I guess.
All right. You're not operating heavy machinery or anything, are you, Dusty?
Not yet. No, I'm going to wait.
Yeah, are you going to get out there today, do a little fishing maybe, or a little...
I don't know. I'm thinking there might be some beer drinking involved.
Beer drinking? On top of the pill is going to be quite a short day. It's going to be a short day for you.
Yeah, it may be. I didn't sleep last night, so, oh well.
So you took up for it. So you took the sleeping pill when you woke up. That's a very good idea.
Yeah, well, you know, what the heck. Make up for it.
Yeah. $5,000 worth of frozen what returned for bounty in Minnesota?
I believe it was like badger feet. Or something to that effect.
All right, I'll give you the feet part. But I don't think there's a bounty on badgers. Not even in Minnesota. Where they don't like us.
I remember hearing something about this. It was an animal feet.
Go for it. Go for it. Go ahead.
It wasn't like wolves. It wasn't just anything
go,
to that
effect. Go for it, Dusty. Go for it. Go for it.
Gopher feet.
Gopher feet! Yeah! Hey! Man, if you're awake, you'd be just killing it right now.
Yeah.
You're good, though. Dusty, this is Jingbo, and he's a trivia guy, so you're in luck here.
Hey, that's great. Good to talk to you, Jingbo.
Yeah, it's nice hearing from you.
Okay, so the two of you are a team right now. We collaborate in this competition. And Sarah, why are you looking at me like that? What did I do?
Not a thing.
Okay. What should they do now?
They should pick a category, and there are several from which they can pick.
Well, what are they?
They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Dusty, you pick first one. What would you like?
I'll go with science.
Science it is. Science. All right, if we're anything like burying beetles, who makes better fathers, young or older males? At least if you're a beetle.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. They haven't studied humans very much, but they've studied these they're called burying beetles. They're beetles who apparently bury things.
They bury their kids when they're young?
Well, apparently one of them does, either the older or the younger ones. And they found something about fatherhood there, about, you know, fatherhood things?
What? I'm thinking older.
Older, he's thinking.
Yeah, I'm thinking that too. You know, I get more experience.
Older, yes. The older burying beetles and possibly the rest of our species are better. As it says here, they'll take care of them even when they're unsure they're theirs. I guess it's a problem for some beetle families.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay.
And the categories remaining are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Okay. Jingle, what would you like?
How about current events?
Current events, right out of the news. You'll nail this, I feel. Okay. Sunday's supermoon won't make you loony, but will you be more likely to give birth?
What kind of question is that?
One I have right here.
Well, I think personally it probably won't happen.
Yeah. But statistically, if you can say that, we'd be more likely to give birth on a super moon, which is what, the first full moon of June or something like that?
Well, this is like the big moon where it's big closer
darn,
to the Earth.
The big darn moon, yeah. Big darn close moon.
Well, you know, there is something about moon affecting the tides and water, so maybe the water breaking. I don't know.
Well,
you can overthink these kinds of things, though, Dustin.
First moon, full moon in June. Yeah. What happens 9 months before?
That was the last bad day in September or something. I don't know. No.
September, Labor Day? Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, I go to Labor Day weekend.
Celebration, maybe?
I would say no.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you?
He says no.
I'm looking at the audience here.
Come on, you're the trivia guy.
I don't know if this is trivia. This is.
I told you it wasn't.
Yeah, this is your wife, right?
It's trivial.
Yeah. So you're saying he says no. You gotta trust your partner. Trust your partner. Trust your partner.
Okay.
He says no.
Well, then I'll trust him.
I'm sorry. It's yet. No, it's no. It's no. Just kidding. Okay. Very good. No, got nothing to do with it.
That's two right and zero wrong.
And nothing to do with nothing. But it's fun to run around out there.
During the supermoon.
Yeah, like it's daylight, only it's not. Mm-hmm. And your jammies. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's left there, Sarah?
People, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Okay. Dusty, back to you.
Well, we'll try places.
Places. This could be anywhere. You can't find a plastic bag these days for love nor money in one of the following places. Is it Tel Aviv, Ames, Iowa, or Los Angeles?
I'm thinking Los Angeles.
Oh, you're thinking Los Angeles. What are you thinking about it, Dusty?
Well, I'm thinking that it's kind of the whole green initiative kind of a thing.
Oh. Hmm. What do they put all their swag in if they don't have plastic bags?
Well, somebody had to market their cloth shopping bags to somebody, so...
Yeah, okay. He says Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, he was right last time.
So you're
going to go with him?
Yes, Los Angeles passed an ordinance. No more plastic bags. Holy cow! Here are the cows coming back. Okay, and cows got to be fed again, apparently.
Mm-hmm. They have won.
Oh, no kidding. Yep. Well, should they just quit and go home, or what are you saying?
I really don't know. It's up to you two. If you just quit and go home, you'll get some prizes. If you risk it all in the hopes of winning the mother load, you will go home with an enormous pile of fantastic prizes.
Well, you know, every week in trivia.
The wine.
Would you like an enormous pile?
Every week in trivia, we have a final question. We get the risk points. If we lose, you know, we lose all the points. Every time, we just go for 15. Full points.
What the heck?
This is a true story?
True story.
Yeah.
True story.
It's hard to believe, but I guess it's true.
We don't win that often.
No. So you're going to go for it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, they're going to go for it. They've got to get this question right. They win everything and get it wrong, however. Just get condolences.
So the categories they can choose from are people, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Jingle. Mm.
People.
People?
People.
People? Bear versus shark in a fight. We want to know what people think. Who do they put their money on in a bear versus shark, unlikely, granted, fight? Do more people take the bear or the shark?
Wow.
On land or in water?
Yeah.
We don't know the details. We know that a bear and a shark are fighting, okay? A bear and a shark are fighting. This could happen. It couldn't. All right, it couldn't happen. It might happen.
Maybe if it was a polar bear.
Oregon, Northern California, a bear could wander out there and see a shark and get really upset at him. Or maybe think he was a salmon or something with teeth, with really big teeth.
Well, you know, they always have those movies, Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus. Yeah. You don't see any movies about bears.
No, okay. Bear versus shark. How many? This is what people think now. How many people think the bear would win? How many people think the shark would win? Who do they think people think would win? Bear or shark?
I'd have to go bear, I'd think.
Bear. Huh? I was leaning towards shark.
He's going shark.
But you've been right so far.
Dusty's thinking bear. What's your thinking here?
Well, they've got arms and things, you know. They've got long hands. you know.
Yeah. That doesn't impress the shark, though, really. They find
not.
Them tasty, you know. Okay.
We could go shark.
I'm not saying you should. I'm just going to get your thinking. And you're thinking shark because?
Well, you always see them in movies. You know, they're the bad villains. You got Deep Blue Sea and all those sharks, Jaws. Yeah. You don't see anything about bears.
Oh, there's a few bear movies.
Oh, those are good bears, like Yogi Bear.
But barely. You're right. Not as many. Okay. Gentlemen, what's going to be, bear or shark?
We'd go shark.
Or bear.
Shark? Or bear? Or bear?
Or bear.
Maybe bear. I think your first instinct was right. Mike,
I'm just saying this is what people think, you know? I mean, it's no right or wrong here.
Yeah, people are probably more scared of sharks. I don't know.
People are scared of sharks. They are. People seem to respect bears, though, more than they respect sharks.
Yeah.
The respect factor is good. Red hat ladies, are you thinking bear or shark?
Bear.
Red hat ladies think bear.
Might have to defer to the red hat ladies.
I'd almost have to go with the red hat ladies, definitely.
Yeah.
You think bear?
Yeah, I'm saying bear.
Bear is right. More 56% think the bear is going to win. Holy cow. We've learned something.
Jingbo, add zest and flavor to your next cookout with a jar of medium sweet salsa, gluten-free and all-natural from Sanchez Specialties in Almond, Wisconsin. Then take a tour of the Bell's Museum of Asian and Judaic Art by Mr. Jack Bells himself on a DVD from the museum at Peabody Place in Memphis. Walk in the footsteps of a former South Carolina governor with favorite family hikes, an active family's guide to walking in South Carolina from the Palmetto Conservation Foundation Press, and treat yourself to the red, white, and blue sounds of classic American music from Appalachia to Rodeos on the CD What Do You Know About Copeland with liner notes for The Common Man by Michael Feldman on Nimbus Records. Dusty, discover the stories behind saddle seat pleasure and the happiest places to live in Britain in What Do You Know. Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Then become a presidential stylist with the Obama-rama dress-up kit, including a large magnetic Barack Obama doll along with an impressive assortment of clothing, hats, jewelry, presidential seals, and more from the Unemployed Philosophers Guild. And enjoy A Cold Rain in Kansas and the Burpee Seed Company catalog song on the CD Same River Twice, by Don Lang on Rounder Records. And after the sun goes down, play What Do You Know the Party Game, including smart contestants, clever questions, and the omniscient Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you. Nice job. Yeah. Very instinctive. Dusty, hang on. Make sure you get that, man. Wake up. Dusty? Okay, hang on.
Tickets for our Madison shows here at Monona Terrace are still available. Actor Tom Bennett from HBO's Family Tree will be our guest next week. For tickets, go to notmuch.com or call 608-262-2201. And if you're looking to keep the laughs going, click over to notmuch.com where you can join our Facebook family, keep up with Michael's tweets, and play our online quiz. It's all available all the time at notmuch.com. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. Adam Friedrichs, our producer, with assistance from Chris Myshock, Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, and
thank
Diana
you all for
Cook,
coming.
Technical director Tom Blaine, Captain Aubrey Rock, and
Rob Goldberg. Love ya. What about the boys?
BRI, Public Radio International.